welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday. Yes, I am stirring it up today, and it is going down very, very powerful. Listen, let me tell you something. The wind is blowing all up in here, broadcasting live from the window. Today, baby, it's sunny outside. It's really sunny, but it's cold, baby. It's just about 30 degrees out. But, honey, we're going to get down and rock with it. Got a stone cold artist on today. Independent artist Koah. Yeah, indeed, K-O-A-H. We're going to get on down with it on this Sunday. Y'all know it's Champagne Sunday. Oh, yes, indeed. Got my champagne, baby, gonna rock and roll with it. It is November the 20th, 2022, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm gonna say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I gotta push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Once again, that's GumbaRum.com, which is G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, Gumba Vanilla and Gumba Coconut. Listen, and CEO and founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump. Listen. Gumba Rum and Steve is always at Cranberry Liquors. Every Wednesday night, we at Cranberry Liquors. Remove one, because I am not present, honey. But I'm telling you, Steve, it's going to be at Cranberry Liquors. Wednesday night, 555 Main Street, Boston, Massachusetts. Free sip and serve of cranberry. Yeah, baby. Do we got some cranberry Gumba Rum? No, not yet. But listen, Cranberry Liquors, 555 Main Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 5 to 7 p.m. Listen, up in here, it's going to be going down Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m. But listen, on tomorrow, on tomorrow, y'all better be up in here. The one and only, the famous. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Y'all know who's coming up in here. Su Wong is going to be here, my darling. She is confirmed. Of course, it is confirmed. She will be here. Yes, indeed. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Listen, it is going to be going on. Su Wong is going to be up here. Yes, indeed. I am so excited. I don't know what to do with myself. Listen, if you don't know Su Wong, just in case you've been sleeping up under the rock, she is the greatest designer in the world. Yes, indeed. Now, let me tell you something. Su Wong dresses everybody, okay? She dresses everybody from Tyra Banks, yes, indeed, Angela Bassett. She dresses everybody in Hollywood, my darling. Yes, she do. She rocks and roll with all of them. She's going to be here on tomorrow, baby, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, listen, I got to get on down with it. But before I get into the music, I want to, while you're on Facebook, you know I'm on Facebook all day long. Everything goes on Facebook. Lord, today. Listen, use the keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, let me tell you something. Independent artist Koah is on the scene on today. Listen, he got some jamming music. It is really, really, really rocking. Yes, it is. Let me tell you a little bit about independent artist Koah, K-O-A-H. His influences are like travelers one picks up along the way and broad range inspire Maryland-born singer-songwriter Koah's music. He enjoys Led Zeppelin, were one of his first influences, as were the Beatles, Jackson Brown, Nirvana, Pink Floyd, and the Black Crowes, among others. He's a multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, and writer. Koah's music is a mix of folk, blues, and guitar rock. And let me tell you something up in here. He is bad, baby. He is old. He is altogether smooth. He is altogether smooth. If you don't believe me, you're going to experience the sounds of Koah right now. Listen, the first one that's coming up is Two Leaves. Y'all check this out.
You go north and I'll go south. We'll meet back here when we figure out. No fear. Me.
Listen up here. Listen up here. That is independent artist Koa. He has a very unique sound. I love it. Listen, he kind of reminds me. He has that raspy sound, a little bit like Bruce Springsteen. He really does. He has a mixture going on, which is phenomenal, and it's great, and it's very refreshing. So listen, he has a mix of Bruce Springsteen as well as Paul Simon. I like that. I love it. I love it. I love it. So listen, I got some more music by independent artist Koa. This one is A New Road. Yeah, baby, A New Road. Y'all check this out up in here.
That I'm thinking, which I've never been. I'd like to go while there's time. I'm just thinking to myself, and these stars I'm below, there are things worth seeing, beautiful things hidden from view. And I see all the people just don't know how to break through. Will you walk with me down a new road? Whoa, oh. One so hidden, really you'd never know. Whoa, oh. We'll let the thieves light on.
All right. That is A New Road. Let me tell y'all something up in here. Independent artist Koa, K-O-A-H. Y'all check this out. Listen, my man got a fresh, 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 fresh sound. He really do. Now, let me tell you something. His website is koah.tv. Y'all check him out. Listen, you can also find him on Spotify. Yes, you can. You can find him on Spotify. You can hear the songs on Spotify. Once again, it is the artist. His name is K-O-A-H. Listen here. It's been ours. Koa, the stage belongs to you, my darling. You know some of you bigger just like Kenny Loggins. You know, I was listening to your song, and I was listening to your voice. I was like, wait, hold it. I said, hold on. You know what I'm saying up here. Let me tell you something. You got the look, baby. You got the look, honey. It is nice. Let me tell you something. The stage belongs to you. You know what I'm saying? You heard it here on the Fierce Female Network. Now, listen here. Mr. Koa, this is just not words coming out of my mouth. I am telling you, what I do right here on Fierce Female Network is create brand new opportunities for independent artists, because that is what I do. I've been doing this since 2007, and I love what I do, and it is just so inspiring, and I love it. Let me tell you something. I'm going to play for you a shout out. I want you to hear what Nias Miller is, a really, really rocking artist. And he had a musical salute about a month ago, and I want you to hear what Naya said. He is blowing up like crazy banana nuts. Listen, Koa, check this out. This is from Naya Miller.
Hey, this is Naya Miller out of New York City, independent songwriter, producer, vocalist, giving a big shout-out to Indie Lady and the Fierce Female Network. Listen, I really appreciate the support of her playing my music on the air and giving the positive affirmations that she did. Indie music is the biggest growing sector in the music business today, and I really appreciate having the support of people like Indie Lady, who give us ears on our music and make things happen. So love to the Windy City, love to Indie Lady, keep doing what you do, we need you, and thank you.
That was Nice Millen. Now, just in case if people don't know, those who don't know, a lot of people still call me Indie Lady A. I started in 2007, and I had WSF Radio, very popular. We had such a rocking time with so many different artists. It was the bomb, so many different celebrities and actors on the show. We had a great time. But listen, I had a major health challenge, and that stopped a little bit, and then when I came back, the show was rebranded under the Fierce Female Network. So some people still call me Indie Lady A. Everybody calls me Indie Lady A, okay? And so some people still call me that. And WSS Radio was very well known internationally as well. Had a lot of international artists on the show. So listen, that's why they're saying Indie Lady A, just in case if you don't know. So listen, it is now the Fierce Female. Y'all know how us artists do. You're not halfway down. So listen, it's Fierce Female. And listen, Cole, I got another shout out for you. And the reason why I want you to know these things, because your brand is bigger than life. And I always talk about millionaire music, honey. And you have millionaire music. Your sound is really great. It's really awesome. It's just like Kenny Loggins. You hear me up in here? And listen, what we pour into our spirits is what we pour out. So listen, the artists that we listen to, now I don't know if you've ever listened to a lot of Kenny Loggins or whatever, but listen, you are bigger in life. You will be bigger in life. If you don't know that, you will be. So listen, what we pour into our spirit, what we pour into our ears, that's what comes out. You know what I'm saying. Now listen, I got another shout out. I want to give this to you because I'm just about out of time. People be wondering, why in the world does the Fierce Female talk so loud? Because I be running out of time and I be talking fast. Okay. So listen, this is Omalani. She did Christmas in July. She did Musical Salute Christmas in July. And I was talking about her music, and I said, oh, Omalani, your name is so powerful. You need to be doing something in fashion and on Broadway. Well. A couple of months later, she got an invitation to participate in New York City's Fashion Week. Not only that, she got an invitation to come back next year for 2023. She's already got an invitation to participate in New York Fashion Week for next year. And not only that, she got an invitation to perform on Broadway. So she is just bubbling all over the place. And they also put up a billboard of her in Times Square. So listen, this is a shout-out from Omalani. Check this out.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omalani, and I appeared on the show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show. And I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true, and sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
All right, that is Omalani. Omalani, she had no clue. She was not preparing, and she was not trying to participate in New York City's Fashion Week, but she got an invitation. She was like, you got to be kidding me. And so, listen, she started texting me right away. I was sitting at home. I never forget. I was sitting at home, and she started texting me, and she says, I got a big secret. I got something to tell you. I'm like, what's going on? And then she says, I got to tell you later once it's confirmed. And then she texts me the next day. She says, guess what? They want me to participate in New York City's Fashion Week. I says, well, right now, she walked the runway and she did her thing. So, listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. And listen, Cole, you're doing a great thing. You got a great sound. It's very refreshing. It really is. And like I said, just like Kenny Loggins, you have a mixture of Bruce Springsteen and Kenny Loggins. So listen, the stage is yours, honey. Do your thing. So listen, all positive affirmations to you. You are operating in the vein that you were born to operate in. All right, now. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a Stone Cold Blast, but guess what? I'll be back later on today and do it all over again.
In the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated.